Heaven 610 WAGG and Heaven 100.1 FM. It's that time of the week. We confer with the NFL insider. I have to admit, I did not have the stellar week I thought I was going to have. A lot of upsets came up, and I'm not making a lot of excuses, folks, but this is just week 10, so I'll make them up. But I fell two games behind the NFL insider, which put me now at 12 games behind. Unofficially. It has not been tallied up yet, and those are unofficial, but I'm about 12 games out. But, you know, last year I made a, you know, real interesting contest, so don't worry, I'm going to bounce back this week. Got some great games. Want to welcome the NFL insider. How you doing?
Oh, Jay?
Yes.
I kind of dozed off there with that soliloquy you were. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to remind you that, you know, last week Jay said he was going to have this spreadsheet of the last 2 weeks because I didn't have my sheet in front of me. And so, you know, this week was the week he was definitely going to have the sheet. But once again, he thinks he's playing a three-card Monty. You know, every time I look for the sheet, this is not fair under this broadcast. It'll be under the next broadcast. But we're not doing that, see. You know, this is not a runoff that's taking place here. I mean, I'm more than 51% ahead of you, bro. So I need to see that sheet from the last 2 weeks.
It's coming.
Okay.
Let's go to the picks. You have an NFC South, that tough NFC South battle Thursday night. Tonight, Atlanta at Carolina, home of your family members.
You talk about your family, right? I mean, you're from Georgia, right? And
yes.
The other family's from Carolina, so that you should have said your family. You know, this NFC South is just terrible right now. And, you know, you can flip a coin to figure out who's going to win this game. And so that's exactly what I'm going to do because I don't really trust either one of these teams. So I'm going to reach in my pocket right now. That's how bad it is. I mean, you know, that's how bad it is. I'm going to flip this coin right now. You're going to hear it hit. Okay. Edge is Atlanta. That's what I'm going with.
Okay. All right, NFL insider.
Well,
I'll take Carolina. Even though Atlanta's a 3.5 favorite, I'm going to take Carolina because I have no confidence that Atlanta can beat just about anybody. But I'm going to take Carolina. Here you go, Sunday. You got Seattle at Tampa Bay.
Once again, we've got Seattle, a team that is definitely on the rise versus a struggling, and I never thought I'd say this, a struggling Tampa Bay who eked out a win last week. But I don't think they'll do it again this week. I'm going with the Seattle Seahawks.
I'm surprised. I would take Seattle as well. How about this one, Minnesota?
Whoa, my brother. You were just talking about this tough NFC South, and now you're going with Seattle?
Well, I'm not sure that – I think Tampa Bay might be broken. I'm not really sure, but they're not performing. I tell you the truth, Tampa Bay's defense look a little bit, for lack of a better word, slow. I don't think they can – I think Seattle will eke out a victory there against Tom Brady. I know it's going against Tom Brady, but I'm going with Seattle as well.
Well, let's stop talking about the tough NFC South then. If you're making all these comments about the defense being weak and all that.
Okay. You got Minnesota at Buffalo, who was upset last week.
This is a good game right here now. I mean, Minnesota's just been rolling. Buffalo, hey, they fell to those Jets Jets last week. And I know that hurt them. So Minnesota, you can expect a game. This is a tough one. I'm going to go with Buffalo. I don't think they're going to lose two in a row.
I think I'll just take Minnesota just to make it interesting. It will be a game, but I think I'm going to go with Minnesota to eke it
out.
You're
going to go with the team that's on a six-game winning streak. That's what you're going with. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Here's an interesting game. You got Detroit in Chicago. Take it on the Bears.
Well, I mean, Detroit started off great, and then I don't know what happened. And Chicago, you know, I mean, they're surprising me. I mean, they put up, I don't know how many, 35, 38 points and didn't win, but they were able to do it. I'm going to go with Chicago. I think they're starting to find their legs.
I would do the same as well. Here's Denver at Tennessee.
Well, I don't know what's going on with Denver. I mean, you know, they made the big splash for the quarterback. And, you know, Tennessee is, you know, they played Kansas City tough. They just, you know, it depends if Tannehill is back. And if he's not back, then I would have to go with Denver. But I think he may be back. I haven't seen the final injury report. So I'm going to go with Tennessee simply because they can run on Denver.
Absolutely. I think Tennessee can run all day long. Or just about anybody that I think they will be.
Well, not really. They didn't run. They didn't run off everybody. But yeah.
Okay. You got Jacksonville at Kansas City at Arrowhead.
Well, I think last week against Tennessee, that was might have been a little wake-up call. Tennessee did something. They didn't throw the ball. They just ran. And they almost beat Kansas City. I don't think Jacksonville has that same running attack, although they do have a pretty talented young man, Etienne, running the ball. But it's not going to be enough against Kansas City.
Okay, I will go with you. I will go with Kansas City as well. Cleveland in Miami, take it on Tua and the Dolphins.
Well, I'll tell you, this Dolphins team is great when Tua is that quarterback. He adds another little dimension that other teams have to reckon with. I mean, you know, he's a triple threat. He can run it. He can set up the defense. You know, he'll hit those little short 7 to 10 yard passes that could turn into big gains. Cleveland's got a strong running game, but then I got to go with the Dolphins on this one.
Well, Cleveland does have a strong running game headed by Nick Chubb from University of Georgia. However, Miami has a lot of weapons. I'll go with Miami as well, only because they're at home.
Because you know, nobody cares that Nick Chubb went to the University of Georgia. Miami has players that probably went to Georgia too.
Okay. Houston is in the Meadowlands taking on the G-Men, known as the Giants.
You know, Houston has played some teams very tough lately, but I think Giants having a week off, they rested, they got some people back. I think they're ready for the second half run. I'm going with the G-Men.
I just can't do it. I'll just just to be interesting, I'll take Houston.
No, you won't. You're tanking is what you're doing. Okay, and it's not helping you at all. It's not helping you at all. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't even fair. I mean, why are we even doing this? He's tanking.
I'm taking tanking. Houston in an upset. You heard it first. I'm picking an upset, and that's going to be Houston.
He is tanking. And he does it on a regular. He's a habitual tanker.
Here's an interesting game, very interesting from the tough NFC South. You got New Orleans in Pittsburgh taking on the Steelers.
There must be a script in front of you that just says the tough NFC South that you just keep repeating that. How many teams have a winning record in that division? You know, let me just check real fast, Jacob. I'm not really.
Well, you don't
sure.
really have to check. I mean, there are no teams.
Well, I
record,
mean,
right?
Since I'm,
you don't
well,
really have to check.
The whole division is under 500. Well, yeah, Jay, I don't know. I'm going to have to go with Pittsburgh and the young quarterback.
Man, this is a toughie. I think I'm going to go with New Orleans. And the
Of
reason
course you
being,
are.
I'm going to go with New Orleans because going
You're a
against an
tanker.
inexperienced Pittsburgh quarterback, no. I think New Orleans is trying to get back on the winning because their defense is probably a little bit better. Indianapolis is in Vegas taking on the Raiders. They got a new coach and benched Matt Ryan. We don't know.
Yeah, that was your guy, Matt Ryan. And yeah, Atlanta did well by letting him go. But this team right here, the Indianapolis Colts, man, there's some controversy about the hiring and, and the Raiders, I'm just not sure what is going on. Brand new facility, one of the state-of-the-art stadiums. I mean, the penalties just keep hurting this team. They don't even understand what's going on anymore. I've got to go with the Colts.
I'm glad to hear that because I'm going to take Derek Carr and the Raiders. Here is
You're glad to hear what?
I'm glad you're
You're
going
glad.
that because I think I'm gonna win that one. I'm
Oh,
glad. I'm sharpening my knife as I heard that one. Yeah, it's medium rare. Going to be ready by Sunday. Dallas is at Green Bay. Take it on Aaron Rodgers.
yeah, the Cowboys from that tough NFC East division.
Now, who has the
I
script?
just. Well, I mean, when you look at the NFC East division, I mean, there's three teams with at least six or more wins in it. I mean, so I've got to go with that. I've got to go. Got to say it's tough. I mean, so I'm definitely going with the Cowboys. I think Aaron Rodgers. It's time to ride into the sunset, buddy.
Here's an interesting game. You got the
Well,
Arizona.
I didn't hear your pick, bro. Neither did the audience.
I went with Dallas as well because I don't think Green Bay got too many injuries, too many inexperienced receivers. The defense not as good. I'm going straight with Dallas on that one.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to, go to our website, you can go to the website and go back and review all the times that Jay said he was going to bring the spreadsheet in, as well as check his picks.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you. You got Arizona in at Los Angeles, and that would be the Rams.
The Rams are having an issue. The quarterback's got some problems going on. I mean, this is a tumble. I mean, the Super Bowl champs are really struggling. Is it the Super Bowl hangover? I don't know, but I'm going to go with Arizona.
I'm glad to hear that as well because I'm going to take Matthew Stafford to get back on the winning track here. That great one from University of Georgia and the defending champion Rams. So I'll take Los Angeles.
But
Now.
Matthew Stafford, he might not play, Jay. Did you know that?
He might not, but I think the Rams going to win this one.
He's in concussion protocol.
I still go with the Rams.
The man might not play. Okay.
Then you
See, ladies
got.
and gentlemen, sometimes, you can lead them to the water, but you can't make them drink.
You got Los Angeles Chargers at San Francisco. NFL
Well,
Insider,
now
we
let's.
changed the charges on you last night.
Yeah, we chase the charges on you. See, I will say that this is an interesting game here because the Chargers, hey, they're in a fight now. They're in a fight to try to get into this playoff situation. And the 49ers, they're tough. The 49ers are tough. I mean, it's a it's a it's an interesting team. You know, no mega superstars, but they're 500, a 500 team, but they're a tough 500 team. You know, Chargers, hey, they should be favored, but they're playing in San Francisco. I got to go with the 49ers, and I don't like this pick that I'm making.
I would take the 49ers as well, because I think defensively they will box anybody in the mouth, and they're going to do anything about it defensively. But they also got McCaffrey now. And so I think they're going to get – and he was impressive last week. So I'm going to take the 49ers as well.
Monday night. Who did he play last week?
The Rams.
Since he was impressive. Okay. The struggling Rams. Okay. All right.
Okay, now you got a matchup from the NFC East. You got Washington at Philadelphia.
Well, now here's a matchup that is going to be intriguing, because we'll find out how the Washington Commanders we'll find out how they respond after the DC Attorney General filed a civil suit against the Commanders. Dan Snyder, the National Football League, and Commissioner Roger Goodell for colluding to deceive fans and district residents about the league's investigation. So all of that swirling around, I'm sure this team, they're going to come out and fight, but Philadelphia at home, they keep this streak going.
Well, I'm a so you pick in Philadelphia, right?
Yes, sir.
I would take Alabama's Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles to run rampant over Washington football team.
Wait a minute. Did you mention somebody from Alabama? No, don't try to get on the bandwagon now, because, you know, they had a couple of losses, and now you're being sympathetic to Alabama and stuff. You know, yeah. All the while, ladies and gentlemen, he's over there with a big Georgia flag in his office.
Well, speaking of that, there was a travesty how the committee ranked Georgia number 3 last week.
Well, they were probably number 3
last
week.
And then they ranked Tennessee number 1, and that just made Georgia upset. And they said, we'll show you what we are really, you know, who's the real number 1 team. And defending NCAA champions.
They were playing in Georgia. Had it been in Tennessee.
In the hedges at Athens.
They would have got the same kind of medicine. But so who are you taking? You didn't say Philadelphia or Washington. I don't know.
It's easy. Philadelphia.
Okay. All right.
Not because it's not one of my old stomping grounds, but Philadelphia. I'm going with Philadelphia.
Yeah, your old stomping grounds is in Savannah and Birmingham. That's your stomping ground right there.
Okay.
And there'll be no runoff on this, okay? There'll be no runoff with this with these picks, okay? Don't be looking for a runoff, buddy. I'll expect my sheets next week so I can tally up and make sure that I'm sure I'm up more than 12 games by now.
Okay, we will see. NFL Insider, as always, good to hear from you. We'll check with you next week.
All right. Have a great weekend, Jay.